It's time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thursday. Thursday, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, it is beautiful. Man, we've had some spectacular mornings now. I mean, wow.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, boy. Man.
Boy, I wish it would stay like this all the time, you know, in the 40s in the morning and get in the mid-70s at noon or whatever. Oh, it'd be beautiful. I'd be happy. That would be nice.
Oh, it would be spectacular. Oh, my goodness. So what are you hearing from the fisher people on Lake Norfolk?
The fisher people have been doing okay. You know, we're still waiting for it to really take off, but the crappie guys they're fairly happy. You know, no limits, but 7-8 good fish. So it's been good, and it's been really rather shallow on the crappie. For some reason, I don't know, bait fish up there, they're just getting ready for the winter, but the bite's been fairly shallow.
Mm. And, I mean, and that's just pretty much all species, or what?
Yes, absolutely. At least with the largemouth, the Kentuckys and that, they've been fairly shallow from what the guys have told me, and they've been biting on a variety of different things. All over the place. Mm-hmm. Jerk bait, spinner bait, plastic. So it's been a little bit of mixed bag on the largemouth.
Yeah, what about the crappie?
Crappie's been really good. That's been mixed there, too. Most of the guys been live bait, but some have been jigging with, like, Bobby Garland salt and pepper and stuff, and that seems to be working, too. Yeah. I have one guy that uses little grubs, and he does good.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah, so the bite's not horrible at all, and it's getting better with the water temperature coming down.
I've been hearing that, you know, the whites and hybrids and stripers are even starting to work their way back up into the creek arms.
The whites are definitely up here already. I have not personally heard of any on the stripers or the hybrids, but it's about time that water temperature get below 70, which we're right around the corner from that with these cool mornings. So that's coming. They'll be right up here in no time.
Yeah. Well, I heard a couple guys, they were up around Udall, and they limited out. Stripers,
beautiful.
Yeah, stripers and hybrids. They limited out 2 days
oh,
in a
wow.
row. Yeah,
that means they're on the move.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of thinking, wow, man, they're going to be right up there on you. So it's got to be within the next couple of days that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Udall's always good for the stripers and the whites and the hybrids up there. They start migrating north, you know, and
yeah.
The cooler water. And so that's always a good spot to go up there.
I was, as a matter of fact, they're going back up there again for their third consecutive day. And they was going to call me and let me know how they did. But, yeah, they've been doing really well. And actually, they said the stripers they were catching was averaging probably around 16, 17 pounds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, maybe we'll have to schedule a trip up there.
I'm telling you.
Maybe we'll have to try that.
I shined my boat up last night, as a matter of fact. So.
Well, maybe we should schedule a trip. Try it out, and then we'll know firsthand.
That's right. Gary and Gary, just look for an white and emerald green boat. Boom.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yep.
I'm ready. Just let me know when you can break away.
So, you know, with again, at the time, you know, I mean, you've had some hunters staying out there, but, you know, looking at the Bayou Resort, I mean, you guys are open, you're ready. This is a beautiful time to get down on the lake. Things have, it's slowed down a little bit, you know? I mean, everything's kind of slowed down. It's a little more relaxing. There's not as much traffic. You can spend more time, you know, and not just kind of being to yourself or your small group, checking out the lake, taking a boat ride, walking the shoreline, catching a sunset, catching a sunrise. It's perfect. So for people that would like to get a little cabin and just kind of, you know, rekindle a little love affair, maybe, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, make it ours. Give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, a great way to drop us a line on there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in the area, stop in and say hi and check us out, and we'll talk fish or we'll talk fall colors, whatever you want. We'll have a cold one, and we'll figure it out.
That's right. And, you know, we'll even maybe do a little mermaid hunting.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect time of year for mermaids, I'm telling you.
Well, Halloween, we're not that far off, okay? We're not that far off from Halloween. And, you know, the mermaids, they will come to the shoreline on October 31st. At, you know, when the moon is full and it is glaring off Lake North Fork, you just got to stare into that line, that moon line, and that's where you'll see the mermaids.
Well, actually, you know, talking of full moons, we had that harvest moon a few weeks ago, and I actually went out there. I actually took Diane with me, and the two of us went out on the lake, and it was a mermaid hunting trip, and unfortunately, we didn't see any, but it was a beautiful night anyway.
Yeah. You know, that's why they're so special when you see one, because it's very rare. It's very rare, you know. But
we gotta keep looking.
Yeah, that's, you know, Cheetos and wine. I'm thinking maybe tequila. We'll just leave the wine at home because I don't know. But anyway.
I have plenty of Cheetos, so we're good to go.
Right on. All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll visit with you next week, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Gary. Have a good Thursday.
You betcha. Bye-bye.